It is less than a month until Christmas. Yes, less than a month. So that means it is time for the annual holiday open house for the Old Boise Model Railroad Club in Boise. Every year for the past 18 years, club members have opened up their model train display to everyone. 2 years ago, reporter Frankie Barnhill took a trip to the basement of the Pioneer Building in downtown Boise to check it all out.
Most people leave their childhood hobbies behind them when they grow up. It's hard to justify your Beanie Baby collection in college, for example. But for members of the Old Boise N-Scale Model Railroad Club, their passion has only gotten stronger with age.
We just love trains, and this is great therapy from our day jobs.
That's Jim Brostmeyer, an engineer at HP by day, but a train engineer on nights and weekends. He has about 50 engines and 200 train cars, some of which are on parade at the club's annual holiday display in the basement of the Pioneer Building in downtown. On a recent Saturday, the model train room is packed with families.
So if you put it in real scale miles, this is over 1,000 miles of track. We have over about 500 switches. And we have about 3,000 pieces of rolling stock or train cars. And there's a lot that you don't even see that are in the back.
That's right. If the display was to human scale, you could hop on the train in Boise and end up in San Diego. N-scale trains are some of the smallest, which gives the members plenty of room to build tracks side by side. Brostmeyer says since he was a kid first interested in model trains, the technology has vastly improved.
Yeah, go ahead and hit the bell and whistle.
To club member Daryl Sterling, the hobby gives him a creative outlet. He's been with the group since it began 17 years ago.
We don't have real strict bylaws and things where some clubs, it's almost like a job, you know, and you don't want that, you know. And so we've been able to avoid that and just keep it fun.
Sterling says everybody brings something different to the table. So what's his talent? Sterling visits rail yards in the Treasure Valley and takes photos of the graffiti on the cars, then shrinks them down and sticks them on his tiny model trains. To him, these kinds of details allow visitors to step into this miniature world of trains and plastic people.
We have some girls doing a car wash on an old car over there, and the guy's doing some roof work over here, and there's a funeral going on at the cemetery.
With a wry smile, Sterling points out a river scene built by a club member where a broken oil tanker has gone off the rails.
He actually molded this train car. He cut it in half and put it in when the thing was being poured, and it makes it look like an oil slick, like a train car had fallen into the water, and we're still waiting for the EPA to show up. It's been all these years, you know.
Despite mature humor throughout, kids are still the focus. 10-year-old Austin Knight stands on a plastic footstool, getting a good look as a train loaded with candy canes, lifesavers, and Hershey Kisses chugs along. She's here with her mom and grandmother. Knight has a ready answer when asked which trains are her favorite.
The Christmas train and the candy train.
We've been doing this with our grandkids for how many years now?
Probably 12 years.
Yeah. So we've got big kids in here too, so... Oh, it's always kind of fun to come down, and they've always added new stuff.
But even in this perfect little world, wrecks do happen.
Reestablish that industry in there. Uh-oh.
A train wreck over here, and it's the candy train, so.
Yeah, you don't want to have that off the layoff very long.
Just a couple minutes later, Sterling and the rest of the club have the broken-down candy train running again for kids of all ages to enjoy. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
And joining us now to talk about this year's train display is club member and co-founder Daryl Sterling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. It's really nice to be here.
So this is your 18th annual holiday open house.
That's correct.
How did you get this started 18 years ago?
Well, to kind of go back a little bit, we used to be part of a modular group. And the old, which is a portable type layout, and the old Boise Business Association used to call us up and say, hey, can you set up in an empty storefront somewhere in downtown to, you know, have the trains run in for people to come downtown and see it. And we did that for a few years. And then after the Christmas show of 2000, I approached Mr. Carley, who owns several of the buildings in downtown Boise, about trying to find a permanent location where we could set up. And so he showed us a room in the Pioneer Building on a mezzanine level that was 24 by 24. And so we, you know, negotiated rent, on February 1st of 2000. We brought in a pile of lumber. We had a track plan and a vision, and we've transformed that into what it is now. And in January of 2014, there was a space that became available in the basement. It was about three times the size of what we have now or had. And so they asked us if we'd want to move down there. And so we moved down there in January, and we've since added a lot of new things that we didn't have upstairs, large train yard, a seaport, a canyon scene. And so it's just been great, you know.
And then these are what you call N-scale trains. So what in the world does that mean for people that don't know trains?
Okay. Well, model trains come in several different scales or gauges, kind of based on the size of the track and the size of the model itself. N-scale, I believe, first started in Germany, and the N stands for 9 millimeters. So it's basically 9 millimeters distance across the rails. So they're fairly small. And there's actually a scale even smaller than N-scale called Z-scale, which is about half the size of that, which as my eyes age, it's hard
enough
to
work. Yeah, what fun is that, right?
I know, exactly. But anyway, so the thing that attracted us to N-scale was that you can do a lot more with that scale in the same size space than you can. HO is the next scale up.
Gotcha. Okay, so there's more you can
do. Right, exactly.
And you were telling me a little bit earlier that one of the neat things you do for kids is you have little things set up so kids can try to find things on the track, correct?
Right. And there's small little signs that are on some of the plexiglass things around the layout that ask you, hey, kids, can you spot this? Can you spot that? And so it gives them a chance to engage and look for things and take the time and not just walk around and see a train going by, but actually see some of the, you know, maybe the people and the animals, the cars, whatever that's on the layout, so they can get an idea of the detail that's there.
So what's new this year? Because I would make the assumption that every year you have to bring something new in.
Absolutely. Well, in our canyon scene, last year we had a large mountain that just had newspaper over the top of it. But since then, we have now covered that over completely with plaster. It's got ground cover on it, rocks, trees. We have, I think, over 500 trees on it. And so we've basically transformed that mountain into a scene. It's got hikers and animals kinds of things to see on that.
So describe the whole display to me, because, of course, you have a Christmas train, but, I mean, there's more than that.
Right, exactly. Well, we have a whole bunch of different kinds of trains in there. As I was telling you, there's two or three of the members that have these the models of the Shinkansen, which is the bullet trains that they use in Japan. And we'll run those around the layout periodically. We have all different kinds of freight trains, passenger trains. We've built a passenger station on the layout, complete with platforms and people, so the trains can stop like they're picking up passengers, exchanging passengers. And so we don't model any particular era. Most of everybody runs more modern things, I think, diesel locomotives. However, we do have some steam locomotives that models of steam locomotives that run around. And so it just gives people a whole different taste of model of railroading, complete railroading.
And what's that? What do I hear about this candy train?
Well, a couple of the members actually have Christmas trains, and some of them have actual candy bar things on them, like Kisses, Mentos, mints, M&Ms, and then. But there's some of the cars are dressed up or fixed up with packages, lollipops, everything Christmas associated, and so we'll drive those trains around. So it's a lot of fun.
I'm speaking with Old Boise Model Railroad Club member and co-founder Daryl Sterling. We're talking about this year's holiday train display. So this is going on every Saturday, correct? So tell people about this if they want to bring their kiddos or, you know, that kid inside of you wants to go see this.
There you go. Yeah, this is for big kids, too.
Yeah.
But we're open every Saturday, beginning the first Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I believe we'll also be open the Saturday following Christmas. But our time is 10 in the morning until 4 p.m. There is no admission fee. If people feel they would like to leave a donation, they can certainly do that. Any donations that we collect at the club, we actually put right back into the layout, purchasing things we need to further develop the layout.
And Santa comes sometimes.
Right. On Saturdays, Santa's there from noon to four. And he's actually on the mezzanine level where we used to be. Mm-hmm. They can't get the sleigh down in the basement where it was.
It's hard to do that. Exactly. And then the reindeers and the whole thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the people can come downstairs, tour the trains, see everything, and then bop upstairs to see Santa. So
what a great event. And how does the public react to this every year?
You know, we've seen nothing but positive things with it. People just ooh and ah, which is what we want.
Right.
You know, we want people to appreciate it and have some fun with it. And so we've had some great response with it.
And why the holiday tradition? Why do this, you know, at this time of year?
Well, you know, we're actually open all year
yeah.
long, but I think trains somehow got associated with Christmas in the time when railroading was really popular in the United States, long before airlines and mm-hmm. stuff really took hold. People traveled by train. They went to visit family, you know, during the holidays on the train. Soldiers coming home from war rode on the train. And so it's just that trains kind of brought families together. Mm-hmm. And that time around Christmas when people, you know, really value that family mm-hmm. time, well, that's how they got there, is on the train. And so I think that's part of how it got associated with Christmas. But it's great.
It's all good, right? Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. Now, the exhibit is open through December 29th on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Pioneer Building. That's at 6th and Main in downtown Boise. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been talking to Old Boise Model Railroad Club member and co-founder Daryl Sterling today about this year's holiday train display in Boise. Again, that's every Saturday through Christmas, 10 to 4 p.m. at the Pioneer Building in downtown Boise. Good to have you in today.